From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A controversy over Russian weapons. The Obama administration expressed concern Monday over Russia's possible sale of sophisticated S-30 air defense systems to Iran. A White House spokesman says the administration has previously made known its objection to the sale.
I'm not in a position to obviously speculate on the decision-making process that Russia is engaged in right now, but I do think it's safe to say that Russia understands that the United States certainly takes very seriously the safety and security of our allies in the region.
Russian President Vladimir Putin lifted a ban on supplying Iran with the equipment just days after the so-called P5 plus one countries reached a framework agreement with Iran on its nuclear program. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has begun her 2016 campaign. Clinton stopped to shake a few hands in New York and Pennsylvania on her way to her first formal campaign event in Iowa on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio announced his presidential campaign Monday in Miami.
And if America once again accepts the mantle of global leadership, by abandoning this administration's dangerous concessions to Iran and its hostility to Israel.
Rubio is the third Republican to officially enter the race for the 2016 presidential nomination. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is heading to the United States, hoping to convince President Barack Obama to give his country more air support and billions of dollars in new arms shipments to fight Islamic State militants. Mr. Abadi said Monday, although the United States has already increased its support of Iraq, more is needed. He will meet at the White House with the president on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The aid group Doctors Without Borders has airlifted medical supplies to Yemen's rebel-held capital Sana'a. The medical aid group says a cargo plane carrying 15 tons of supplies landed in the capital Monday. It says it is also working to establish additional supply routes by sea to the embattled city of Aden. Iranian officials say they will stop sending religious pilgrims to Saudi Arabia for minor events after allegations of mistreatment by Saudi authorities. Edward Uranian reports.
Iranian Culture Minister Ali Janati told Iranian TV that Riyadh must punish border guards who allegedly assaulted Iranian pilgrims last month before Iran will allow more of its citizens to take part in the minor pilgrimage. He said the Saudi border guards molested two Iranian teenagers at Jeddah Airport last month and went on to say the men should be given the death penalty. Iranian media reported two young male pilgrims were sodomized by the Saudi border guards. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The United States and European nations are pressing Libya's rival factions to declare an unconditional ceasefire. Meanwhile, violence erupted Monday when a bomb exploded outside the Moroccan embassy in Tripoli. Nigeria's president-elect Muhammadu Buhari said Tuesday his administration will do everything in its power to rescue more than 200 girls captured by Islamic militants 1 year ago. On the anniversary of the kidnapping, Mr. Buhari criticized the current government's efforts to find the girls. He said his administration will act differently from the government we replace, his words. The elections taking place in Sudan today through Wednesday are sure to give President Omar al-Bashir another term in office. A victory for Mr. Bashir and his National Congress Party is guaranteed because the country's main opposition parties are boycotting the vote. Eight Cambodian political activists, including monks and members of the main opposition party, were released on bail Monday after 5 months in detention. The released activists include U.S. citizen Meech Sovanara and others accused facing accusations related to a protest in 2014 that turned violent. The U.S. is protesting the Russian intercept of one of its reconnaissance planes flying in international airspace over the Bering Baltic Sea. A Pentagon spokesman says the incident occurred last Tuesday when a U.S. plane was approached from the rear by a Russian fighter flying at a high rate of speed. He said the Russian plane crossed in front of the American jet and tilted to show off its weapons. The spokesman called it unsafe and sloppy airmanship. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.